Good morning. It is good to see you. I'm so excited that you're here with us today. We are in the middle of this series called Get in the Game, and it's all about volunteering, and it's all about the church being the church. That is what God has called us to do. He has called us to get in the game, not just sit in the pew, not just sit in the chair, not just come to church from time to time, but actually to serve and to do the ministry that the church is supposed to do. There are many facets of doing ministry, and we've been talking about several of those. And today, we're going to be talking about promoters. We're going to talk about promoters. We talked about other aspects, and I really encourage you to go and listen to those sermons online so you get the understanding of all the different types of people that tend to work in ministry. And remember that the church is charged to do ministry. We're going to be in the book of John today. If you want to go to the book of John, and let me tell you what chapter 4, John chapter 4, there's a story that's going to help us understand a little bit more about promoters and what promoters do and that aspect of who promoters are. But before we get to that, I want to remind you of what the church's job is. You remember in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, Paul writing to the church there and writing and applies to us today. He says that he, being Jesus, personally gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. And the reason he gave these folks is so that they could train the saints. They could train the saints in the work of ministry. And guess what? If you are a believer, you're part of the saints. You are a saint. It's good to be a saint this year. We're winning. We're on a streak. And so we're gonna beat the Rams this afternoon at the late game. So I could preach long today, right? And I got one laugh out of that. Everybody else is cool with it. So, but Paul says God gave the church these folks. He gave the apostles, or I think apostles could be understood today as missionaries, because apostle means to be sent out. So he gave the church these different folks, these apostles, these prophets, evangelists and pastors who are going to train the church for the work of ministry. And so, guess who does the work of ministry?
Pastors.
No, not pastors. The saints, the people of the church. Now, that doesn't mean that the pastor never does ministry. But the thing is this, the pastor's not the only one who does ministry. And the ministry is to be done by the church. And so, today we want to look at people who are promoters, okay? So if you will, in the book of John chapter 4, you come across this story. And I'm not going to read the whole story because it's 40-something verses long. But I want you to follow along. I'm going to pull out some verses. I'm going to tell you the story as we go, okay? And so there are four aspects of promoters I want us to see today, okay, in this text about the woman at the well. So Jesus is working, he's doing ministry in the Judean area, so he's in the south part of Israel, and things are starting to get a little hairy. And so he's going to go up north, kind of just get out of the area, let things cool down. And so on his way up north, he has to either go really, really far around the area of Samaria, or he can go through it. The thing is this, Jews don't like Samaritans, and Samaritans don't like Jews. They have a really rough history. They don't like each other. They don't care about each other. They have religious fights. They have racial fights. It's just not a good situation. And Jesus decides, I'm not going all the way around, I'm going through. And so Jesus is going through Samaria, and he gets to a particular town, and he gets to this town that has a well. And it's a very famous well for the people, because Jacob had given them this well. Their fathers, their ancestors had given them this well. And so Jesus stops at the well. It's about noon, and he's parched. He needs a thirst. He's thirsty. He needs a drink of water, okay? And so he stops at the well, and this woman comes. Now, this woman comes at the well, and it's not the best part of the day because it's really, really hot. Noon is hot 30 in Israel. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like noon here in the summer. It gets really, really hot. And so if you're going to get water, you would normally go in the morning or in the evening, but this woman comes out, and she's going to get water. And Jesus asked the woman for a cup of water. And her response is, what are you, a Jew, asking me, a Samaritan, for water? Why are you doing this? And it brings up our first point of being a promoter. The first aspect of being a promoter is this, is that promoters promote to all. Okay, promoters promote to all. Promoters are the people in and around you who are like the extroverts. They tend to be the people who have a story to tell all the time. Promoters are the people who are promoting the things that we have planned. We talked about planners, the things that have been prepared. And so now promoters talk about what's going on. And they can talk to just about anyone. They can sell Eskimos snow, you know, they can do everything, and they're just natural storytellers and natural people who talk a lot. You may know some people like that. And so promoters need to realize that we promote not just to certain individuals, but we promote to all, because what we are giving away, or our product that we are quote-unquote selling, that may offend you, but if you think about it in terms like that, is we are trying to get Jesus to everybody. We want to get Jesus out. And so promoters promote to all. Check out verse 9. This is the woman. She says, how is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me? A Samaritan woman, she asked him. And then she tells him why. She said, for Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus is not supposed to be talking to this woman. In their cultural aspects and in their cultural issues, because of the issues of religion and the issues of race, these two people don't hang out. And she is just throwing it out there. Hey, Jesus, do you recognize that you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan? We're not supposed to be having this conversation. And Jesus doesn't care. He doesn't care. Promoters are to promote to all. We are to tell everyone about Jesus. And so our big idea, or the thing we want to take away from this, is that God is not a respecter of persons. All are welcome. God does not care your socioeconomic state. He doesn't care how much money you have. He don't care how much money you don't have. He don't care where you're from. He don't care what side of the tracks you live on. He don't care the color of your skin. He don't care what your parents did. He doesn't care what your grandfather's name was. He doesn't care about any of that. And neither should we. Neither should we. If we're going to have an event, or if we're going to have a ministry, if we're going to have something going on in the church, we cannot care about somebody's skin tone. We can't care about how their hair is cut. We can't care about where they're from. We can't care about all that, because we are promoting Jesus. And Jesus came for everyone. And so Jesus tells this woman, look, I'm thirsty. Can you get me something to drink? And the woman begins to have this conversation back and forth. When she's like, look, you thirsty, you don't have a bucket. How are you going to get water? And he says, well, you have a bucket, you get me some water. And they get into this conversation about water. And Jesus tells her, look, woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you would be asking me for water. You're going to drink this water and you're going to thirst again. You're going to be back here tomorrow getting more water because you're going to be thirsty again. But if you drink of the water that I'm giving you or that I have to offer, you will never thirst again. Now, this woman thinks that this is a physical conversation. She's like, okay, give me some miracle water. And Jesus is having a spiritual conversation where he says, look, when you have me, I quench every thirst you will ever have. You will not thirst anymore. You will have eternal life. And that brings us to the second idea, is that promoters promote eternal life. Promoters promote eternal life. In verse 13 and 14, Jesus tells her, Jesus said, everyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again. But whoever drinks from the water that I have to give him will never thirst again, ever. In fact, the water I will give him will become a well of water springing up within him for eternal life. See, promoters, we're promoting Jesus. And what we're promoting is eternal life. Jesus reveals himself as the giver of eternal life. And when we do things, when we have ministry, when we have events, when we have people who are going to promote and talk about these things, we can never forget that what we are really promoting is Jesus and the eternal life he gives. So our big idea here is very simple, is that salvation is the goal. Salvation is the goal. What we want people to have is salvation. Now, they're going to have some other things along with that. They're going to have fellowship. They're going to have a good time. They're going to have friends. They may have some other needs met. But people's ultimate need is salvation. Your ultimate need is salvation. You're going to need water again tomorrow. You're going to need to eat again tomorrow. But what you really need is eternal life. And the only one that can have, that can give that to you is Jesus Christ. So promoters promote eternal life. But get this, you have to promote on purpose. You have to promote on purpose, which brings us to our third aspect of what promoters do. Promoters are intentional. They're intentional. So this woman continues this conversation with Jesus. She continues the conversation and Jesus says, tell me about your husband. And she said, well, I don't have a husband. And Jesus is like, at least you're telling the truth on this one. He says, you're right. The man you're living with is not your husband. And there's five others that you've been married to. And this woman says, I see you're a prophet. This ain't no ordinary guy. And so she meets Jesus. She has this experience with Jesus. And when she does that, she goes to town and she begins to tell folks. She goes to town and she begins to tell people about this guy that she met who's told her everything about herself. Check out verses 28 through 30. It says, then the woman left her water jar, so she's not worried about water anymore. She left her water jar, went into town, and told the men. And she said, come see the man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? Could this be the prophet? Could this be the anointed one? Could this be the guy we've been waiting for? And they left town. And they made their way to him. Promoters are intentional. She goes to town and she talks to specific people. Now, again, in this culture, women don't normally talk to men. But she goes and she tells the men. She goes and she tells the people who are going to influence other folks, who are going to influence their families. Now, I don't know, maybe she's talked to some of her ex-husbands. And she said, hey, Jesus has been talking about you. You better come see him. And I don't know exactly what happens in this situation, but she goes and she tells the men, and she is intentional with what she's trying to say. And our big idea in this aspect of being intentional is that people are not invited by accident. People are not invited by accident. Promoters talk about the good stuff. They promote the event. They promote the ministry. They promote what Jesus has done in their life. And they talk about how Jesus has changed them. And she goes and she says, hey, I found the guy we've been waiting for. And let me tell you about him. They talk about the good things that they've experienced. And so they promote intentionally. They don't just accidentally invite folks. And when people are invited, you see our last aspect is that promotion gets results. Promotion gets results. When she goes and she tells these men that, hey, Jesus has come. I think he's the Messiah. He's the dude we've been waiting for. Check out. Come with me. Let's go and see him. She comes to the realization, and we come looking at it from the outside, that promotion gets results. Now, we don't know exactly the kind of results we're going to get every time, but promotion does get some results somehow, somewhere. If we finish up in verses 39 through 42, we see what happens when this woman brings the folks to Jesus. Check out. It says, now many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of what the woman said when she testified, he told me everything I ever did. Therefore, when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed with them for 2 days. Many more believed because of what he said, and they told the woman, we no longer believe because of what you said, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this really is the Savior of the world. See, promoters talk about their own experience, and they talk about what God is doing in their life. And they talk about how the ministry is affecting them. And they talk about how this event or whatever happens will change them. And then when people come, here's the cool thing. When they come, they no longer have to live off the promoter's promotion. They get to experience Jesus themselves. The men say, look, we don't care about what you said anymore. Thanks for inviting us, but now we know. Now we know that Jesus is the Savior we've been waiting for. Now we know that Jesus is the one who will change our lives. Jesus is the one who will give us this eternal spring of water. Jesus is the one who we want to stay with us as long as he can so that he can teach us. And so we can sit at his feet and we can learn from him. See, this woman just naturally is a promoter. And you know if you're a natural promoter. You know if you talk things up or if you do, or if people are attracted to what's going on. And maybe you just are excited about this, that, or other things. And maybe you promote things going on in your life, maybe at work or whatever hobby you're involved in or whatever's going on in your life. You get excited about that. And I want to encourage you to bring that excitement from a hobby or from work or from what's going on at home and bring that excitement to your friends about what Jesus can do in their life. And so our big idea here is that effective promotion will bring people. Effective promotion will bring people. Now, when they come, we've got to trust that the preparers and the planners have done their job, and that what we give people is good. We've got to make sure we give people what we promised them. We got to make sure when we try to introduce people to Jesus that we take out as many things that can get in the way as possible. That when we try to do an event, we do it the best that we can. When we have a ministry going on, we give it our all. We don't just do it half-hearted. We want people to experience the same thing we experienced in Jesus and have that same eternal life. Now, for those of us who are not natural promoters, let me give you some really easy ways in which you can promote. There's three aspects, or there's three different main areas in life where you can promote. One is through social media. Most of you, no matter how old you are on Facebook, you have a Twitter, or you have something. And you may Instagram, you may Snapchat, you may do something. But most of us have Facebook, and the church has Facebook, and probably most of you like the page, right? I hope. And if you didn't, you need to go do it. Because on that page, we're able to promote things, we're able to get announcements out, we're able to do things. But here's the deal. A lot of you may see that announcement, or you see that promotion, or you see that thing, and you're like, yay, we got something going on. But guess what? If you share that, not only do you see it, but your friends see it. So the church gets more exposure from you sharing posts. I don't know if you knew how that works, but I encourage you, when you see a thing, when you see an announcement, we had lots of things about Operation Christmas Child come out basically every day. And all you had to do was share it so that your friends could see what's going on at Emmanuel. And you can be a promoter by just sharing an announcement or sharing something going on or sharing a ministry or sharing a story. Maybe you could share a sermon that happened. Or when we put up sermons from time to time, we'll encourage you to go and listen to them. All you got to do is share that, and your people, that are who your friends, can also see that going on. Maybe you want to just mention your Sunday experience. Like, hey, I went to church today and learned this. Sunday school was awesome because we talked about this. I want you to share your experience. What did you learn? Make that your Facebook post, or make that your Twitter thing. You can also, when you do that, you can tag the church. If you're friends with the church or you like the church, if you put at EBC Eunice, it'll pop up and it will point people to the church. Very easy, very simple ways that you can promote if you're not a natural promoter. You can also do something that we call checking in. It's when you get to church, you can check in on Facebook and say, I'm at Emmanuel Baptist Church. And so people see that, yes, you love Jesus. But that's a joke, people. Come on, laugh. They can see that you went to church, but they also can see where you went to church. And when you live out the faith that we encourage you to live out, they will know where you go to church, and you're promoting your church. The second major way that you can promote your church is not just through social media, but good old word of mouth. Talk to people about what God's doing in your life. Talk to them about what you've been learning. Talk to them about how God is changing you. Do what the woman did. She went and she told people, and she invited them to experience it. So invite people to be part of maybe your Sunday school class or a church service, or invite them to an event that we have planned. But word of mouth, just encourage people to come. And the last way is old school. Just write a note. Maybe you can write a note, you can send an email, or you can do that old thing that we used to use. It's called a post office, where you put a stamp that costs $10 now. And you write somebody a note, handwritten preferably. Just say, hey, I've been thinking about you. I've been praying about you, or for you, not about you. I've been praying for you, and I really hope that you come. See, promoters are essential to what's going on. And I wonder, do you fall into this promoter category? Are you the person who gets everybody all excited about whatever? Are you the person in your family who invites everybody to come over and gets everybody excited about Sunday dinner? Maybe you didn't cook the dinner. Maybe you didn't plan for everybody to show up. But you encourage everybody to come and be a part of Christmas dinner. You are a natural promoter. And we want you to turn those energies into promoting what God is doing in your life and through your church. Let me pray for you. I encourage you, if this is who you are, this is what you've done, this is part of your DNA, that you will begin to do this. And if you've never met Jesus, I encourage you to talk to someone today. Because we want to have you have that eternal spring of water in your life where you never thirst for anything, where he always quenches your thirst when it comes to your spiritual being. And I hope that you talk to someone and that you meet Jesus today if you've never met him before. Let's pray and we'll celebrate in a song as we are dismissed. God, thank you so much for loving us, taking care of us. God, we thank you for the salvation that you brought to the Samaritan woman. I thank you for the salvation that you brought to the people who lived in the town. I thank you that they were able to say to the woman, "We're glad you invited us, but we also have a story to tell now." And God, we can all promote what you've done. Some of us are more natural with it, but we can all do these simple things. And I pray that we would remember to do those and that you get glorified. In your name we pray. Amen.